This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Time for the High School Roundtable, our first one of the season. This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
All right, Chief is ready, sir.
Chief, how are you, buddy?
Doing real good, Steve. How about yourself?
Doing great. I'm getting the feeling that there's a level of optimism of improvement around this Shigalimi team. Would that be accurate?
Yes, I'd agree. I know Coach Kaiser and his staff seem to be looking forward to the season. They said they have the kids have worked real hard, and again, they're going to be young, but there are some veterans because last year they played a lot of freshmen, and those kids are now sophomores. So, again, you know, it's one of those situations where we'll find a lot out tomorrow night when they play against Milton.
So let's get to the quarterback situation in all this. Because, look, the one problem Shikalimi had last year was generating any kind of offense. What do you see there?
Well, I think Brody is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the Central Susquehanna Valley. And he's got some good receivers, especially his sophomore, Thomas Pollock. The real question is going to be, can they let him get the ball off? I mean, I think Coach Kaiser went back to kind of using the Delaware wing T, which means you're going to see your quarterback doing a lot of running plays to get ready to throw the ball. But again, you've got to block, and that's one thing that's really important. The other thing is, will the running game help? In other words, we got to be two-dimensional. You can't just throw the ball all the time. And that again, will be something that is up to the line, the offensive line, to make it successful or not.
All right, so now let's get to the defensive side. What does Kaiser like about the defensive side of the ball that can make a difference and keep his team in games?
Well, I think the fact that they're pretty physical, and there's a couple of really good athletes, especially playing, the second level of defense, which would probably be your four linebackers or two linebackers and two outside ends. So that's something that's important. Plus, again, if I remember correctly, at the end of the season last year, the defensive backs were all ninth graders or 10th graders. So they, again, are back. And they're a year older, and they've worked in the weight room, and they've been doing a lot of drills this summer before the conditioning started and regular season practice. So, again, it's a matter of did they get good enough to stop some of these potent offenses that we are going to run into.
So let's get to Milton now, because Milton has a really good offense. I mean, what are some of the key matchups, in your opinion, tomorrow night's game?
Well, number one, I think they have to stop the Milton's running back. And I apologize, I forget what his name is. But that as a freshman, he had a terrific season. And then I believe he had an ACL tear. So he missed the season. And when he finally got back, it was the first time that he had actually worked out and probably in the game, so he might have been a little bit apprehensive, but he's 100% this year. So that's one thing that Shikalim is going to have to do. They're going to have to you're going to have to be able to stop him. I think Milton graduated a lot of their offensive line. So, you know, even if the Braves have a young defensive line, I think that that'll pretty well even things out. I'm not sure. I know that the quarterback it'll be his first year. And again, I apologize, but that's his brother was the quarterback several years ago, and he's just as good an athlete as his brother. So it'll be interesting. And they do have a new coach. And that means that I think you'll see a lot of enthusiasm. And also, we're going to see probably some offense that we didn't see, I think, when Coach Dettelmeyer was there.
Dave, always a pleasure. It's great to see the season get underway.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's here already. And it's something that kind of sneaks up on you. So hopefully next week I'll have a little bit more information. I will say this, Steve. In the scrimmage on Saturday morning, Shikalimi had tri-scrimmage with Hughesville and Montoursville. They held their own. They scored, I believe, 3 touchdowns, and all the 3 teams were pretty evenly matched. So they didn't have the numbers weren't great, but the kids that played well. So I'm optimistic, and I'll say this right now. Whoever scores that first touchdown is going to have a big advantage for the rest of the game.
Always a pleasure, my good friend. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Dave Ritchie, the chief. We talk about Shikalimi. So now I wait for Todd to guide me to the next.
We have Coach Steve Briggs ready
to talk about
Sealands Grove.
Yep. Steve, how you been?
Hey, Steve. It's going great. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it. So, Steve, let's Sealands Grove, year in and year out, puts together a really solid team. And some of them are better because they have a championship-level type of team. And some years they're good and they're a playoff-level team. In the preseason, has this team shown you something that makes people think it's a cut above?
Well, first off, first time in a while, it's a new regime. Matt Wenrick takes over. Matt was an assistant at Milton, played at Bloomsburg. Young guy. He was a big part of the state championship team back in 2009. Terrific young guy, great football mind. So we're all excited to see what's happening. Last week, the Seals were up in the Wilkes-Barre area taking on Wyoming Valley West. Watched the tape. I wasn't there. Did a lot of good things. Did some suspect things, as you would imagine, with a new group. But I'll say right now, I don't know if there's a better staff that Matt put together in the state of Pennsylvania. He's got his quarterback coach is a very successful former Milton head coach. Phil Davis, his linebacker coach, is former PA Coach of the Year a couple times, a state title head coach, Dave Hess, who we all know at Sealands Grove. And you may remember the defensive coordinator, Ryan Kaiser, played safety at Penn State. So
sure do.
Also a member of the 2009 Sealands Grove title team. So staff is phenomenal, and frankly, I coached college for a long time. I don't know if I had ever had a staff successful, and certainly something Matt's going to be able to lean on. It's a good group. Defensively, I think it's going to be the strength. Returns, I think 6, 7, 8 guys that played a ton from a year ago. Defensively, and you know, the Seals had a terrific year last year, went all the way to the state semifinal and lost to a great Aliquippa team. So a lot of these guys had another year of practice after the regular season because they went and played 15 games. So as you mentioned, Steve, it's a it's a program. It's a championship caliber group. At least the emphasis each year is a terrific winning program, and that we're expecting nothing but the same this year under Matt Wenrick.
More often than not, Selins Grove, you know, while being a fine all-around team, has usually been a really good offensive team. What do you see at quarterback? What do you see with this offense, especially with the new regime?
Yeah, new quarterback. The Pastore kid graduated a year ago, mm-hmm. but his backup is back. And again, exactly what I just said, played a ton. His name's Rocco Amato. We're all excited to see what Rocco can do. He's an athlete, throws the ball well, but I think the strength of the offense is going to be the running game. Brett Rice is back at tailback. Devin Mitchell back at tailback. Both of those guys played a ton because they sat behind Tucker Teets, who's playing up at Lock Haven right now. Mm-hmm. Tucker broke every rushing record at Selins Grove in the history of Selins Grove football. But the interesting thing, and I went through some notes before getting on here, Tucker sat and only played, and get this, 6 games last year in the second half, which is amazing.
Yeah,
that's because, you know, a terrific. I mean, he had 3 touchdowns in first quarter, many games. So what happened is Rice got a chance to get in, as did Devin Mitchell. They're 2 different kit type of backs. One's, you know, 5'8", 180 pounds, and can fly, probably the fastest kid on the team. And Devin Mitchell is, 6'1", 205, also a fast kid. Probably a prospect recruitability-wise, at least I would be. Both fullbacks are back. With Ethan Miller and Bullington, great name for a fullback, Bullington. But the question's going to be the O-line, where I think they're. I'll be corrected on Friday night when I see Pat O'Brien in the booth. But I think they've got to replace 4 offensive linemen and the tight end. So Gavin Bastian's back, leading receiver. I think the best football player on the team, and they got the younger Teets boy that's going to be a receiver, so he'll be the second one to go with. So certainly it's a good group and an exciting group to watch.
Coach, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
You betcha. Thanks, Steve. And go Nittany's. Good luck to you guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Steve Briggs joining us. Ah, yes. And the master of the 5 handicap, Greg Wetzel, to talk Lewisburg.
Not quite a 5 handicap.
Where are you right now?
Where am I? I just got off the course.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, where's your handicap right now?
Oh, about 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a bad knee right now.
Okay.
I'm having some difficulties.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm a 9.8.
It's still fun.
I'm a 9.8. I know you're
What's
shocked.
That?
I said, I'm a 9.8.
Oh, you got me then.
I mean, for the first time in 3 years, I do. I mean, you've been better than me. The last 3 years, you've been way better than me. Not even close.
Well, I'm working on building strength up in my knee, and hopefully that will make some things a little easier for me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, yep. So, Lewisburg. Interesting group last year because they may have been one of those teams that was better than their record. When you looked at the scrimmage this time through, what did you like?
Well, the scrimmage, Steve, didn't show a lot because they played a team that was much inferior to them.
Okay.
So they knew that going in, so they worked some younger kids into the scrimmage. So that's one thing. Their quarterback play is going to be key for them this year. Chase Wenrick's back. He started last year. He didn't end up as the starting quarterback, but he's come back. He's improved. He does a lot of good things in practice. It's, you know, when push comes to shove, can he do those same things in a game?
Right.
So those are the things. They offensively and defensively, they control the line of scrimmage. They look good running the ball. They look good passing. Like I said, they take a look at that scrimmage. You think, man, they're a heck of a football team. But it wasn't the opponent realistically that Coach Wicks wanted to scrimmage. That's who they ended up with. So we'll find out this week a lot more about Lewisburg.
Yeah. When you look at, I thought the defense last year for Lewisburg played pretty well.
They did. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. What kind of nucleus do they have there to keep that part of it going, which then gives the offense a better shot?
Their defensive line is back intact.
Yeah.
They have two linebackers back, and they have two defensive backs back. So they're in pretty good shape there. They have to replace two linebackers that graduated that were really good football players. But they have kids that played a lot on defense because Coach Wicks rotates. I would say he plays 22 to 25 kids on defense every game. So he had backups that were getting a lot of experience last year. So even when they were getting beat badly by, say, Southern Columbia or Danville, he was playing those kids in the second quarter. So they got some experience. So he feels very comfortable with his defense right now.
The opening matchup, always the mystery game. You know, so what do you think are going to be some of the important parts? And in an opening game, how important is it to be the team to score first and play with the lead?
Oh, I think it's huge confidence-wise for both these teams. Line Mountain was 9-3 last year, and they returned a lot of their starters. Lewisburg ended up 6-6. They both lost in semifinals of their respective district tournaments. Line Mountain was in 2A. Lewisburg was in 3A. Their quarterback returns. That's where they have some experience. Their top two wide receivers return. But I think the key for this game in watching film, Steve, is Line Mountain's defensive line. Do they have the pressure to put on the quarterback at Lewisburg? And can they stop Lewisburg's running attack? Because Lewisburg's going to be a run-first offense this year. They return their top two running backs from last year, four of their five offensive linemen. So that's going to be that's going to be their bread and butter, realistically, running the football. And if Lewisburg can handle their quickness on the defensive line, I think that will go a long way towards Lewisburg winning the football game.
Always a pleasure. Get that knee taken care of. Need you in top form.
I'm working on it. My wife has me doing physical therapy every other day and then lifted weights the other day. So she's working me.
Yeah, but she wants you to do yard work. She doesn't care about the golf game.
That's true also.
Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care, Steve.
Anytime. We'll talk next week.
Yep,
opening high school roundtable of the season. Here we go. Let's have some fun. Love Friday night. Now this week it's not that it'll be warm on Friday, but it's not going to be hot. It'll be warm Friday, but it's not going to be hot.
The humidity is the one that's the killer.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually, I'm also quite impressed that I worked all three phone lines without anything going wrong. So, good for me.
Look, I already think you're top shelf, so don't worry about it. Yeah, it's all good. Hey, we will come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is 43 new Hyundais away from their all-time sales record through August. With 134 new Hyundais to choose from, plus deep discounts and low interest rates, SMC is going to break this record. Sunbury Motors has 48 2024 Tucson's available, starting at $32,568, or get 1.99% financing for 60 months. Looking for the most versatile compact truck on the planet? Take up to $3,000 off the 2024 for Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz starts at $31,247.
And there's 16 in stock.
Here you go, car buyers.
SMC has 11 2024 Elantras
with 1.99% financing for 60 months. And Elantras start at just $22,960. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai. We're breaking the record in August with 43 new Hyundais sold. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.